37.
There she is.
There we go. I attached on my hotspot.
Okay. You had the cutest frozen face. You know how people have when they get frozen on Zoom? And it's usually like this. It's like this.
Yeah, what did I look like?
You were the cutest, most adorable little face. I took a picture of it.
Oh, good, good, good. All right, here we are.
Tyler's going to play the theme song later. Are you okay with that? Like, add it later?
My mom is not joining.
Why?
She's being... I don't know why. She's just being, frankly, not supportive of the pod. I don't know what her problem is. She's here to celebrate my birthday, and I asked her to come on this pod, and even though it's my birthday, she won't do it.
Well, maybe she'll do that thing where she interjects later on.
Yeah, I think she might. You know, she can't resist the spotlight.
If I know my Marshy, she has things to say and they need to be said.
You know her. Yep. She'll be here. Don't worry.
Amy, it's almost your birthday.
She's just in the other room so she can hear us. Maya, it's our birthdays.
I know. Are you having a good time?
Okay, what's our exciting birthday plans? What did you do or what's your plan?
We went to a very nice, first of all, I didn't tell people at work that it was my birthday because usually I'm all about my birthday and then it's all month long and it's like my birthday, my birthday. And this year, 47, I was just like, meh. I had a meh feeling about
Maya,
it. I don't know.
Maya, same.
Meh.
Same, Maya, because you know, I always go on a trip.
Yeah.
And the thing was, is I was talking to you about going to Austin, Texas, visiting Waco, like I was going to do this whole thing.
Yeah.
And like, for some reason, it just wasn't like, the plan just wasn't coming together. And I wasn't enthusiastic about it. You know, usually when you plan a trip, you're excited, mm-hmm. you're like motivated and you're just like, it's not like work planning the trip. And then all of a sudden I was like, okay, why am I like forcing myself? I'll just go to my cabin.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm taking PTO and we're like going to get everything like organized up here. There's stuff we want to do. Last summer was like a weird summer. It was our first like full summer with the cabin. But like that's when like about a year ago that Warren's mom got sick and then she passed away. So the summer was just like not a normal summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, why don't we just come up here? I took PTO and like just enjoy it. But I feel the same way as you, Maya, and I'm not sure why.
Well, here's the thing. So this woman that's our client, who I used to work for a long time ago, she had a meeting with us and she came in with gifts. So she just birthday outed me. She's like brought me a plant and treats and she's like, I love you. It's your birthday. And everybody's like, it's your birthday. And it was a Friday. And then we had scheduled to do lawn bowling as a team. And that was going to be like our lunch and do some lawn bowling. And it was going to be fun team building. And I was like, well, good enough. No one needs to know it's my birthday. And then Susan comes in. She's like, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. And everybody's like, it's your birthday. Why didn't you say anything? And I was like, I don't know. Meh. So then.
Yeah.
We did that. It was fun. I love lawn bowling at Brookview. If you've never done it, you should give it a try. It's fun, family fun. Everybody of all abilities can do it. It's a great outdoor activity that's not strenuous. People of all ages. It's awesome.
Cool. I'll try it.
I highly recommend. And the restaurant's good there, too.
Yeah, you and Melissa talk about this place a lot, and I still haven't been. And it's literally, I drive by it every single day, not a lie.
It's really nice. And then, like, sometimes we just go there to eat. We're not even playing golf or doing anything. It's decent. So
nice.
We went to a fancy restaurant called Gus Gus for my birthday dinner. And
here's... Was our coach Gus there?
No, and you know what? Gus was never my coach, but we did have a very close relationship.
Okay.
And he had a nickname for me. Do you remember this? He used to call me Bread.
Of course I do. It's Bread. Because.
Yes.
Do you remember why?
Yes. Do you remember why?
Of course. Because he was like, is Maya Spanish for something? Is that Spanish for bread? Something like that, right? Am I close?
Yes, it's exactly that. And I was like, no, bread is pan. But, and so you just...
How come we remember these details of things, Maya? We like, I feel like every moment we were together was like making core memories.
Well, and to me, it's such a strange nickname. And he always called me Bread. And I wasn't even on his team because I was on varsity. And he's like, hey, Bread.
No, he knew us. He knew you because I was like, oh, you...
Uh-oh, you froze up. Butts. Oh, boy. Shit. There she is. Hello?
Hi.
Maybe try without your video. This little Zoom's like, I'm working so hard.
Anyways, yeah. Good times, good times. Back in the day with tennis.
Oh, so Gus. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So Gus, this was the other thing about Gus. Looking back on some of these friendships I had with coaches, sometimes I'm like, is it just someone has a flirty personality or they're overly friendly or was it me? Like, sometimes I just look back and I'm like, I don't know. But
right, it's hard to tell because we were young and like we were having everything through that lens.
Yes.
So that's really hard to know.
But not that there was anything. He wasn't creepy.
No. I know what you mean.
Yeah. But and we what we learned in our early life and our later life is we like a young 20-something college man to teach us tennis. That's all.
Correct.
That's, we wanted as a 47-year-old lady. We wanted it as
seriously. My favorite coach, my favorite guy that runs drills at Lifetime is like, he's like, when I'm with him, I literally feel like I'm like, he's my coach and I'm like a younger kid than him. and he's literally like, I don't know, in his 20s, maybe he's 30. I don't know. But like, that's how he treats me. And I love it. Like, he's very like coachly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he makes those little like cute little wholesome jokes. Yes. And like, he's just great.
Oh, so back to Gus. We went to Gus. Everybody's been raving about it. And you know what happens when, and this happened to me with another restaurant where you hear about it. You hear about it. People are raving.
Yep.
And then we went and I think we maybe should have ordered different things because we ordered three things that were sort of the same ingredients and the same note, except for Tyler got the prawns and he was over the moon about the prawns. And so, and I did not have the prawns. So I'm thinking if we go back, somebody was like, it's the best cheeseburger in the whole city. You know how everybody's got a cheeseburger.
Everyone says this. Yeah.
But it was really cute and it's like in the bottom of a building and Tyler's like, I think this used to be the laundry area of the building but it was very cute and small and like charming and people were like dressed up and people were wearing jeans and people, you know how it is here at a fancy restaurant. It's just So, but I did enjoy going out to eat. I had a very nice, cocktail. That was the other thing. Sometimes I'm like, hey, just can you, let me tell you what I like and you suggest to me as a server. And that seemed to fluster her a little bit. And then I was like, oh, see this one that has non-alcoholic, just put some booze in that one for me. Put some vodka in that. Mm-hmm. And then that was perfect. It was like sort of like a mule. Are we allowed to say Moscow mule now or is that not?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, I don't know.
That's what it's called. We just call it what it's called.
And then, so it's just like a really pleasant birthday. And then I have a massage scheduled next week.
Nice.
And Tyler got me a very nice gift. So you know that I haven't been able to play tennis.
Correct.
And so he got me, it's like you fill it with water, the stand, and then it's got an elastic string and a ball attached to it. Because the sports medicine lady was like, okay, when you go back to tennis, don't go back for like an hour. And I was like, it's 2 hours. But she's like, just I'll start a little bit at a time. And who wants to play? I can't call up somebody. I can't be like, Amy, do you want to play tennis for 15 minutes? So right. You feel like, actually, you probably,
I mean, you could. You totally
probably
could.
You'd probably be like, sure.
I'd be like, sure, let's do it.
But we wouldn't play for 15 minutes. So I, you know, it's this little stand. I'm going to fill it up. I'm going to go out on my driveway. It's going to give me elementary school vibes.
Oh,
I'm hitting against
God,
the garage.
Yes.
Did you ever hit against the garage?
Are you kidding me? Of course I did.
I wonder if everybody does that, or it's just
for hours.
Yeah, yeah.
For hours.
Is it a Midwestern thing, or are kids all over the world hitting against their garages? I mean, that must have driven the neighbors nuts. But
yeah, well, you know who else drove nuts?
Vic.
If he was home. Yep. God damn it. Can't do anything around here.
You had an attached garage, and so it was probably a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We had
and then if it left marks, oh, forget it.
Yeah, there were a lot of marks.
Yeah, my dad was not happy. So, it's like in the 80s, this is what it was. What can we fucking do around here, parents?
There's nothing to do.
It's like be inside or outside. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's basically like your parents are like, get the fuck out of here.
But then
come back at dark.
They're like, don't get abducted, but get out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't fall down. Don't break anything, but get out of here. And also,
and if you do, by the way, you're in trouble. There's not going to be sympathy. You're going to be in trouble. Like if you come home with a broken something, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, or like
your parents aren't going to be like today's parents, like, oh my God. No, they're not going to put out a Facebook post about how it was so harrowing in the ER and you're grateful for everything. No, they're like, fuck this kid.
And they yell at you and they're like, what were you
thinking? They yell at you. Like, I'm hurt.
Is that why now I'm never hurt or sick? I pretend like I'm not.
Yes, Maya.
I'm just like, walk it off, Maya. It's fine.
You're fine, Maya.
Yeah. So
don't cause trouble.
Oh, then the other thing we did yesterday. So we did go play pickleball at Smash Park with Tyler's family. And that was super fun. And I just like, I tried to take it easy, but it's hard to take it easy. And then we were playing against the young people. So Kate and Jason's son, Teo, and his friend Tyson are really getting into pickleball. And Tyson is a tennis player. And he's really good.
Oh,
he's,
nice.
He's in seventh grade and he's on varsity.
Whoa.
I know.
Wait, whose kid is this?
They're neighbors. So he's,
oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, he's a friend. So
cool.
I could tell right away. I was like, does that kid play tennis? Because the way he was hitting it.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's really good. I can tell. And then I just was like, he's better than I will ever be in seventh grade.
I know. Isn't that wild?
It is. And it's a little depressing.
It is. It's like, huh?
It's like when you
like, I've gotten so much better too. Like my swing, I've got my forehand down. I've gotten so much more consistent and like solid.
Yeah.
But then Maya, like every once in a while, I'll hit with someone and I'm like, oh, give me a break. That's just like another level, you know? They're just like, there's just this other level where you're like, there's no way.
Yeah. It's hard to watch toddlers. Who are amazing at tennis on Instagram. It's all my algorithm is. It's just toddlers who are amazing at tennis. Right. And I'm just like, well, I am what I am.
That's okay because we enjoy it and we can hang.
Yeah, so I did good at pickleball. We had fun. And then we had a fun game night with our friends. There's a new game that we have. It's called, what is it called? Headspace? Head Trip. Have you heard of this?
Oh, no, but I think you told me about this.
Yeah, it's by the people who made Cards Against Humanity. And
yeah.
You pick a card where it tells you you're a persona. And then
yes. You
have to answer. Then it gives you a question. You have to answer the question as that persona. And then the rest of the people try to guess how you answered the question. It's like multiple choice as that persona.
Oh, cool. I'm going to put this, I'm going to text myself right now because that sounds super fun.
So, like, this was the first card that we drew the very first time we played this. This was the persona. Your bones have been removed. You live in a bag. You have to pee and poop in the bag. You can only drink soup, but it just runs right through and it mixes with the pee and poop. This is your life. We feel sorry for you. And then you have to answer a question as that persona.
Okay, so what was the question?
I can't remember. I can only remember the persona, but let me just tell you, I was dying laughing immediately. It was the best.
Oh my God, that's funny. Wow. Yeah. That's creative. Good. I love a new game.
Yeah.
Also, I love a game where there's not like a lot of rules because as I have already previously explained, I can't remember game rules.
Yeah, it's really fun for like four or five people to play. Good hangout game. Nice. Yeah, so that was my birthday week. What are you doing? You're at your cabin. Are you getting your skis?
Yeah, I'm at the cabin.
Skis waxed up and a stick of juicy fruit?
You know it, Maya. Always got the juicy fruit at the cabin. Got to live with those 80s glory days.
Oh,
get worn in some short shorts and kick it up a notch.
Is he showing, she's going to show some thigh?
He better. It's my birthday.
So what are you guys doing up there? Do you have like a cake? I see you were wearing your cute birthday attire. You got a cute hat on, a little lei.
Yeah, my mom and Rennie came yesterday. Of course, there was a lot of drama. They didn't show up when they were supposed to. My mom was at the T-Mobile store. Her phone was supposedly broken, but then it just needed to be charged. I'm not sure. But basically, we had to go through a carrier pigeon, aka my sister, to like figure out what they were doing. My mom went back to my sister's house, left a note.
A note?
And then a handwritten note.
Talk about going back to the 80s.
And then I called my sister. I'm like, have you heard from them? And then she's like, yeah, there was this weird note. And then like
a note.
They showed up at about 4 o'clock. They were supposed to be, my mom said, I asked her when she was leaving, when they were coming yesterday. She said, I'm setting my alarm for 7 a.m.
Okay.
Which doesn't tell us what time they're going to arrive. But then she told me she took a muscle relaxant and she couldn't wake up. And I called and Red had a phone and Red's like, hello. And I'm like, hey, what's going on?
And
she's like, oh, we're frozen again. Oh, she was like, well, Grom's still sleeping. And she won't wake up. And I was like, oh, God.
Oh my
great.
God.
Anyway, yeah. It was. And then I called and I couldn't get any answers. Oh, so it was God. A little weird. But
you were like, well, she could just be sleeping.
So, Ren, where were you yesterday? Ren, where did you go yesterday for like hours and hours?
I think I was, well, I can't remember. I think I was actually in bed just watching TV while my grandma was just like lazy. She was just like lazy laying down.
But then you were supposed to be at the cabin, and what store were you at for hours?
I think T-Mobile.
T-Mobile.
Yeah. Then all night Ren was like, T-Mobile, woohoo. She was like a cheerleader for T-Mobile.
Oh, and one night, remember that thing where like, oopsie. I made my Grom go down like the wrong way. So after that, I was like, oopsie.
She was like, I swear this is the road. Go down this way.
Uh-oh.
And it's not the road. And it's like a muddy little path. It's fine. And then Ren was like, oopsie.
I love that your mom's taking directions from like a 7-year-old.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Great point.
By the way, cutest voice ever.
Oh, that's Rennie. Yeah, she's great. She's got some big pigtails going today. She has a jacket. She looks like a little explorer.
What are you guys going to do today? Oh, so cute. Perfect pigtails.
What we're going to do today is apparently my mom's trying to leave. She's being a little bit of a party pooper, but even though it's my birthday. But Warren and I have big plans for the week because tomorrow I think we're going to go to Brainerd for the day.
Okay.
And we might golf, Maya.
Ooh. Now, I don't remember.
I brought my white golf dress. And the reason why I want to golf is because I have this new Prince stuff to wear. That's the only reason. Okay.
I don't remember also, you ever talking about golfing.
No, because like I like to go to the driving range. That's like a that's like a fun thing for me to do. I enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
But I was like, I can't. The last time I went golfing, we did 18 holes and I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, I don't like 18.
Because I'm not good at it. And it's like it gets so boring for me. And like I just get tired of it. You know, I'm like,
yeah.
So we're going to go. It's going to be a Monday. I also said I don't like it when there's people behind me because I get like obsessed about.
Yes.
Them. So it's kind of going to be perfect because it's not like summer yet up here. It's pretty chilly. So I feel like a Monday golf at one of the nice, beautiful courses, 9 holes with a golf cart with my cute outfit.
I love it. I love it. There's nothing that will inspire you to go do sports more than a brand new cute outfit.
Correct. That's why I was like, I think we should go golfing. And Warren was like, if he could do a spit take, he would have, because he was like, wait, what? Said you never? And then I was like, no. Remember, I have these cute new things. And he's like, oh, right. Okay.
So if Warren ever wants to go golfing in the future, he just has to get you to buy a new outfit.
Correct.
Okay.
And he's pretty much set because I do have like 4 new really cute outfits because those outfits are doubled for, they can be for golf. So
yeah, I know. I'm living that life too, man.
But we also brought all our sports equipment up here. I have my tennis racket. We have our pickleball. So we're going to just like explore around, play some sport, hang out, go to my favorite coffee shop tomorrow, go to Grandview, walk around, just, you know, have a relaxing time.
We're just, here's the thing. I think 47 is the, just relax. It's not like a...
Yeah, Maya, it's so weird that you say that because, like, it was so funny, too, because, like, I hadn't even thought of my birthday trip. And then my bonus son, Jacob, was like, Amy, where are you going on your birthday trip? You always go somewhere for your birthday.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I do, don't I? And it was like, no. Like, that's... Finally, I was just like, why am I going to spend like thousands of dollars on something I'm not like excited about? That's dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just.
Also, guess what I got yesterday for a present?
What?
A Blackstone. That's right.
What's a Blackstone?
Do you know what a Blackstone is, Maya?
No.
It's a freaking sweet ass thing that's like a big ass griddle for outside.
Oh. Do I need a Blackstone?
Yeah, it's like 36 inches. Yes, you should Google it because the thing is Maya, I pictured myself at the cabin like outside. You can make like, it's like a restaurant. You could make burgers. You could do fajitas. You can do veggies. Like you can do all this shit on this Blackstone. It's so cool.
And you put it on the grill.
It's a freestanding big ass thing of its own.
Oh, okay. I gotta Google this. Blackstone.
Okay. It is a grill. Look it up. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so that's gonna be happening. So yeah, gonna have a nice little week up here.
I love it. Just relax. 47. Just relax. It's no big deal. NBD.
There you go, Maya. That's the theme.
Well, yeah, exactly. I have 2 approved denieds for you. Unless you have more stuff, because I was thinking
Marcia, lay them on me.
Marcia's going to do a report, but we're missing that. So maybe she'll come in another time and do a report. I love that she's refusing. She's boycotting.
She's being a real stick in the mud.
She's boycotting the sauce. Yeah.
I'm not going back today. I said, Maya, I literally was like sitting there making coffee and then I hear her on the porch. I'm not going on today. I was like, wait, what? And she's like, I'm not going on the podcast. I was like, why? Actually, I didn't say why. I just said, okay.
What? I love that she had to make an announcement.
Yep. Okay. These are birthdays. She doesn't want to be on.
Okay. Well, tell her I said hi and that I'm a little disappointed because I wanted.
Oh, wait. She's here. She's here. She's here. She's here.
How much time is left on your Zoom?
I don't know.
Maya, you called it. Did you hear Maya talking that you're going to dump it all? And the version of my arrival here yesterday was totally false. I have my own version, but we won't get into that. But I was in a real hardship. Imagine having no battery. Cell phones, the address of the cabin is in the phone. So I can't come. I could have found my way to Aiken, but I had no directions.
Okay.
Anyway, he sold me a $40 piece to my phone. Sorry.
Oh no, she's gone. Oh no, no, no. There's 9 minutes left and she's gone. I hope she can get back on. Oh my God, I lost them. This is great. Oh no. Hi.
We're back.
Okay, so there was a hardship.
I won't go into it because I want to save my time for this potluck story.
Okay, I'm dying to hear your potluck report and what is going on with potlucks.
Okay. Well, let's just say that for about 32 years, I've been known at work as the potluck Nazi.
Oh.
Why am I a Nazi? Because there are certain rules to potlucks. These young girls have no idea. A, they can't cook. B, they're lazy as shit. Three, I'm talking about the 22-year-olds. Three, they think they can stop on their way to work that day of the potluck at Holiday Gas Station and just, quote, pick something up. Okay, that's not how you do potlucks, first of all. Here's the way I do potlucks, and I have strict rules.
Okay.
First, I make a list of those who are working that particular day.
Okay.
Then I put a real pretty colored paper in the break room. Mm-hmm. I write everybody's name on it with a line next to it. I said, potluck is scheduled for this day, this time, this shift. Please sign up. Okay. Half of them don't even sign up, even though they're planning to eat my good food. Because I go all out. I bring in, well, I'll go into that later. But
okay.
Of them don't sign up. And so I take the list the day before and go around. I said, are you eating in our potluck? Yes. You have not signed up. What are you bringing? I also have a theme. It'll either be sandwiches and soup. It'll be pasta salads. Sloppy Joes.
Right.
All that stuff.
Yes.
So this is the theme. What did you want to bring? You know what one girl had the nerve to say to me? Let me think what I have at home. First of all, they don't even grocery shop. None of them. She goes, I think I have a jar of pickles in my fridge. What? I said, don't need pickles. That's not the theme. Well, I work today, so I'm not going to be able to get to the store or anything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I've planned my dishes for a week now. Okay, so here is about 20 years ago. I did potlucks all the time.
Yeah.
And this is the day I quit potlucks for a while.
For never. She's never quit the potluck. Let it be known. Let history show she has never quit the potluck.
I planned a potluck with the best potluck group I've had. They did about half. Half-assed job, but they at least they tried. So here I come with a crock pot, several bags, and I can't find a cart. So I go all the way from the parking garage into report room with all this shit. Okay. I sit down and I'm pissed off because I'm thinking, why are you breaking your back? These lazy girls don't do nothing. So I sat down and I said, I'm going to announce it right now. This is our last potluck. Everybody got it. And the room, they have never seen me so angry. And it scared them, I think. The whole room went dead silent.
And then after about 5 minutes of silence, one of my friends says, "Marshy, not happy. Nobody happy."
Very true.
So it made us laugh. And I went back to potlucking. Hey, then I worked on 3 or 4 other units. They did a terrible job, too. So the current unit I'm on, I did some really nice potlucks. But then I got ticked off because nobody was bringing. Everybody's eating, remind you.
Yes.
But nobody's bringing.
Now, Marsha, what are you bringing? So
it, oh, they're heck, bringing, I bring it all.
Okay.
One time I made homemade wild rice soup. Ooh. I bought a special bread.
Ooh.
I brought cold cuts for sandwiches.
Okay.
Then another time I said, since nobody ever brings anything, I'm collecting $3 per person and I'll bring it all.
Okay.
Well, about 3 people gave me $3. So I'm on average, I spend about $35 on a potluck.
And they eat the food, though.
Oh, not only do they eat it, the housekeepers, they wait till all our breaks are gone. And then they go tell all their friends all over the hospital. And I know this, so I'll pop in on them about 1 o'clock. I go in there. There's a whole crowd eating my food. I go, well, what'd you bring today? We bring nothing. Yeah, you're right. You bring nothing, so you eat nothing. Put it up. Okay.
The jar of pickles, Marsha, the jar of pickles really baffles me. Like, I can understand someone being like, I brought chips and dip, which is kind of lazy, but I've been known to do. Like, I'll bring a top the tater and a ripple chip. But, you know, a jar of pickles, I don't know if they understand the concept here. I'm very concerned.
And by the way, they don't. And by the way, there's probably 3 pickles left in the jar because their kids have been sticking their dirty fingers in the jar, germing it up and getting their pickles. I don't need your freaking pickles. Okay. Okay. Now, I'm glad you brought up the chip episode because one day I let it be a free-for-all. I said, this is what I'm bringing. Bring anything you like.
It was a setup. It was a setup.
Okay. I should have known because right away when I put lists up, people sign up for chips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But there's no list this time, just saying, bring what you want. I walked into that break room to set up my potluck. There are 7, count them, 7 bags of chips. I said, okay, well, we have chips today. What are we going to eat with the chips? Just chips? No. No more free-for-alls. From now on, it's an organized deal.
Now, is there ever a standout star, someone who really tries as hard as you do, Marsh, who gets it?
No one. No one. No one.
Can I tell you some things that I like to bring to like a potluck or a party and you tell me if they're approved or denied?
Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
Sometimes I like to do a big long sandwich and then cut it up into sections and it'll be like one section's turkey, one section salami, one section is a vegetarian. Is that approved?
Do you want to work with me at my hospital? That's how much I like the idea. Go ahead.
Sometimes I'll make a pasta salad. So I do like a penne pasta. I make the pasta and then I do feta cheese. And sometimes it depends on the crowd. Capers. If it's a little like pickier crowd, I won't do the capers. And then like some herbs. It's some basil. It's some parsley. And then it's tomatoes. I chop up some tomatoes and put them in there. And then it's sort of like an Italian dressing.
A plus. Give me one more of those and you're in. And get you a job tomorrow.
Well, I'm trying to think of something that I've made recently that, you're not going to like this one. My other go-to, this is kind of lazy.
Okay.
I buy pre-made store-bought meatballs and then I put them in the barbecue sauce in the crock pot.
No, that would pass.
Okay.
That would pass.
All right. That's my, when I'm just really, I'm like, listen, I'm too busy, but I am going to, there's a crock pot involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's a good job, Maya.
Well, that disappoints me that people aren't understanding how to do crock pots because that's the joy whenever somebody, sometimes you go and you're just like, somebody has, like you said, I never think of soup, but somebody, Tyler's cousin always makes a delicious soup and it's different every time. And
love
it's, soup. And it's like a
goes a long way.
Yeah, soup is great. And then, you know, sometimes somebody will bring like a homemade dip that they made, like an artichoke dip. Like not a dip that's just like you opened up the package. Like they went and they made it and it's real good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so how do you fix...
You know what else can be a good one, Maya?
What?
Baked potato bar. My mom does that a lot.
I've done that a lot.
You do that for potluck?
Yes, they stay hot all day.
I assign somebody for broccoli, somebody for sour cream. I, of course, bring the potatoes all baked in the crock pot. Yeah, and 9 times out of 10, the sour cream girl...
I forget.
And the cheese girl...
Oh, was that today?
Okay, you've been staring at a list on the fridge in the break room for a week, and you forgot?
Cheddar cheese girl.
You forgot? Really? You're a nurse, and you passed the boards, but you forgot? Oh, I don't think so. I think you're cheap and lazy.
Now, I just learned something. So you bake the potatoes, and then you can put them in the crock pot to keep them warm.
Correct, or you can also throw them in there overnight and let them bake overnight.
What?
Yes, you can.
I think yes, I just, I didn't do this for the next, I'm doing this for the next.
Put it on low.
Okay.
Put it on low.
Okay.
Okay, so let's move up a little bit. So then my new unit, I start doing potlucks, did a good job. I just ignored all their laziness. But then I got tired of it and I said, I'm not doing, they go, it's the weekend. What are we going to do for potlucks this week? I go, we're not doing any more potlucks. I'm done. I can't afford it. Here you are, nurses. You make seriously, this is not a joke, 4 times my hourly wage. And I'm spending $30-$35. No. And you don't bring crap. Okay. So we haven't had a potluck for probably, I'd say 3-4 months. So my boss quit, or she's moving somewhere. I don't know.
Sure.
Anyway, I said to the Nazi nurse, I call her the Nazi because she is a Nazi. I said, because she's a brown noser too. Oh. And I think, well, you're the best friends of the boss. I bet you're planning a nice potluck. I said, I better not say her name. I said, what are you planning for the potluck for our boss? She goes, oh, let me check. She goes in the back to the other boss. You know, their bosses aren't even involved. She comes back. She goes, well, our boss said she'll buy a cake. And if we can do the rest, that'd be great. So what do you want to do, Marcia? I said, I'll tell you what I want to do. I don't want to spend a dime on this. I will bring one dish, simple dish. I will not drag a bunch of stuff in. I will not have people owing me money that never pay. So you tell me what theme you would like. And I will bring a dish. In fact, whatever you're having, just sign me up for a nice pasta salad. Okay. All week long, I say to people, I can't just leave it alone. I go, what are you bringing to the potluck? What potluck? The one on the fridge. I don't know. I didn't know there. Never mind. So then they come by about 3 days later. There wasn't a theme for that potluck. What is it? I said, all questions go to Nazi. I mean, no, I'm the Nazi. All questions go to, Nazi, whatever.
Right.
Terrorist, I call her.
Oh, my gosh.
She's a terrorist.
That's poor she woman.
Is. Turns everybody into the boss for petty stuff.
Okay.
She catches mistakes. Anyway, it goes on and on. Anyway, so... I texted her. I said, Sarah, everybody's asking me what to bring. You got a list. What's going on here? She goes, I've covered it. Oh, okay.
Oh.
You having plenty of stuff? Yeah, I've covered it. Okay. Move up. Potluck is tomorrow. Uh-huh. Literally tomorrow. I'm bringing a very expensive pasta salad. I got to go home tonight and make it.
4-carat gold noodles.
Yeah, no, I got squares of mozzarella. I've got...
Oh.
Cashews. You ever buy cashews lately?
They're expensive. They're very expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's going to be an awesome salad. So that's the way it is. But I'm forever done.
Wait, can you just tell me what else is in the salad? Because I'm curious now. Because I'm like.
In my pasta salad I'm bringing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red onion.
Okay.
I think I'm using penne noodles.
Okay.
a super good mayonnaise that I ordered online because you can't get it except for in the South.
Oh.
Duke's.
Oh.
You ever get Duke's or order you some?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, my gosh. It's in the South. It is. And there's, it's real healthy as far as mayonnaise goes, as far as preservatives. There's none of that sure. stuff in there.
Yeah.
Made with eggs. Let's see, what else is in that salad? Oh, my gosh, my mind's going blank.
Cashews?
Yeah, I said cashews.
And then the mozzarella?
Mozzarella squares. Yeah, chicken. Ah. I already did the rotisserie chicken. I've got it chopped up in the freezer. So when I get home, I'll pop that out. All I have to do is throw it together.
So you chop...
Oh, mandarin oranges. Mandarin oranges.
Oh. You chop up the rotisserie chicken and then you put it in the freezer so that later you can thaw it and then put it in whatever.
Yeah, I did that Thursday. I only use the breast. I throw the rest away. I think those rotisserie chickens are gross. I think they're awful. But I don't want to cook chicken breast. So I just open it up, peel off both the breasts, throw the rest in the garbage, and then chop up that breast.
You just reminded me, you know what else I bring to potluck? Chili. I make my own chili. So I'll do like a chicken
Absolutely.
Chili. Yeah. And use
Absolutely.
Yep. It's not that hard, people.
So, no. Maya, have you ever tried three-way chili?
No.
Tell it's me. Also called Cincinnati chili.
Okay. What's the three-way chili?
Cincinnati. Okay. So you make your chili in your crock pot.
Uh-huh.
On the side, you'll have spaghetti noodles.
Uh-huh.
Or if you want to use a short pasta penne, whatever. You'll have some shredded cheese. You'll have some sour cream.
Mm.
Is that all? I think that's all.
Green onions.
Green onions.
Yum.
Okay, so then you scoop up your noodles when it's done. On top of that, put your chili.
Okay.
Scoop of chili. Then your shredded cheese, some raw onion, and some sour cream. And then you stir it all together. It Yum. Is delicious.
I'm so hungry right now. Well, Marcia, yeah. how do you think we solve this problem of people, young people not being good at potlucks? Like, do we need to start a class?
No.
Okay.
They won't pay attention. They would never pay attention. They'd be on their cell phones while you're talking.
So
they're lazy, I'm telling you.
Is this the end of potlucks? Like, is it the death of potlucks?
Yes.
Oh, no.
As we know them.
Okay.
As we know them.
All
yes.
right. That's
they
sad.
Can go ahead and continue at Holiday Gas Station. Whatever. I'll just eat in the cafeteria. I had to get a lunch voucher. That's another story. But anyway, I did a double. I did 16 hours. I'm 73 years old. Everybody gets a lunch voucher. Free lunch if you do a double. Oh, I call. You didn't give me my lunch voucher. You know, she says, are you in the union? No, I'm not in the union. Then you don't get one. Only union people get them. I said, I'm sorry. I've gotten lunch vouchers for 32 years. When did this stop? Well, you shouldn't have been getting them at all. You're not in a union. Okay, I still did 16 hours in this crazy place. Nope, don't get them. So,
I like that my mom, as she's doing this, by the way, she is repping her company. She has a sweatshirt on. She's wearing the merch. She's doing it.
So I tell my partner who does everything for me.
Yes.
He does banking for me, plans my trips. He's a genius.
Oh.
Okay. So I tell him when he comes back to work, guess what they did to me on my lunch voucher? I said, I went to the boss. I said, I'm not letting this go. Uh-huh. I'm going to be Norma Rae on that lunch voucher. I will get my lunch voucher. He comes back. He goes, just between us, your lunch voucher's on the way. I go, what'd you do? He went to the top supervisor and said, she deserves a lunch voucher.
Oh.
And because it's him and everyone loves him yep. and will do anything for him.
Yeah.
They said, just don't tell anybody, but I'll bring her a lunch voucher. So he got me my lunch voucher.
Oh, that's nice. That's
yeah.
nice.
Now, the lunch vouchers are $8.50. Mine was $4.25. Because I'm not in that union.
It's funny because
what's pathetic is the nurses, the night I didn't get it, I go, they didn't give me a lunch voucher. They're going, well, Marge, I can loan you some money. I said, I don't want the lunch voucher because I'm hungry. I got a lunch back there. I want it in principle. I don't need your money, Nurse Richie.
Oh my God.
I don't need your money. It's principle. Don't you understand? Well, that's about it. I'm done venting.
Okay.
Venting or vanting?
Venting.
Venting.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Maya.
Thanks, Marsh.
Woo!
She did not disappoint.
And then you ask the woman if she'll ever retire? Nope.
Because they're changing our computer system to Epic. And I haven't figured out the one I'm on for 32 years. So how am I going to figure that one out? Show her my shirt, Amy.
Okay, but don't say what it don't says.
Be fired tomorrow. They already tried to fire me because I've been there so long. You know what? My boss called me in the office because I've had a bad attitude lately. And she says to me, Marcia, do you like your job here? You know what I said to her, right? And looking in her eyes, no, I don't. Why? She says, because I'm getting reports of you have a bad attitude. I said, probably because you don't hire enough people and I have to work alone and it stresses me out. Okay. So then she went on to say, we're going to have a lot of changes here. It was almost like she was saying, are you want to leave now? Because we're going to have a lot of changes. I said, I've been adapting to changes for 32 years and I will adapt to all the others, whatever they are. And I leaned over to her and leaned right by her. And I said, I've been here 32 years and I'm not going anywhere. And if she ever tries, I'm going to throw out an age discrimination.
Okay, okay, okay.
Mic drop.
Okay, okay.
Mic drop right there.
Mic drop. Well, wow. Amy, I don't think we need to ask what we've learned today because I think we learned all about potluck.
What I learned is the youngest generation did not get the memo on potlucks. Like maybe they just didn't grow up with it. Maybe they just don't understand.
No, they don't understand.
And it's sad. And so if you know someone who doesn't know how to potluck, maybe just volunteer some time and help teach them how to potluck.
There you go, Maya.
Yeah.
That's a good way. Be part of the solution.
All right. Well, happy birthday twin brother.
Happy birthday, twin brother.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. High five.
High five. Okay. Bye.
Bye.